Okay. Huh? Well, the show. Oh, one for the money, two for the show, three, get ready, now four to go. Don't. Same tempo, it's the same tempo. Okay, I'm sorry. Turn the drums up a little louder through the ear goggles. Oh, I'm still in the cell, goddamn. Where's the rest of that grass here?
Who wouldn't want to go back to the 60s? That's my favorite decade. Okay, maybe not everybody. Just me. I would want to go. To see Janis Joplin perform at Monterey, or to listen to my God sing? Yes, I bow down at the Jim Morrison altar. I don't know what it is about the 60s, because I was born in the 60s. I totally missed out on this. I guess I like that all the stuff that was going on at the time. It was, everything shifted from what we knew back then to what we know now. In regards to music, I just would have wanted to be a part of it. Everything that was going on, it was just totally different. You know, it was, I don't know, it was different. Yeah, my favorite decade. I'd want to go to Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco and see what it was all about. I liked the early 60s when everything was just, you know, kind of, you could feel the winds of change, I guess. Everything was, you know, sunshiny and bubbly, and then all of a sudden everything started to change. So, yeah, there you have it. My favorite decade.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
I will say this, even though I went to school in the 80s and they had some really awesome songs in the 80s, I would still pick the 60s and then the 80s as my favorite decade. So the 80s would come in second best. I hope everybody's enjoying themselves. And I'm drawing a blank. I'm tired. Sorry, people. I'm tired. It's been a long day. This kind of music just makes me feel all warm and fuzzy and bubbly. All right, I'm gonna go listen to the rest of it. Laterness, people.